201 KFI in L.A. County. I want to get Harvey Wyman, who's an attorney, also a legal analyst here on the program, on the line with us. We had you on the other night, Harvey. We're talking a little bit about Clinton. And I suppose a lot of people, when they think of lawyers, they think of what's going on in the country today, they think, well, Clinton, that's going to be the topic. But really, it was a story out of Michigan that caught your eye, and I know that you wanted to at least mention a couple of things about this. Have you dealt with pit bull cases, neighbors, dogs? And
well, first of all, thank you for having me on your program, Phil. Property issue is the word I was looking for, and it is a property issue when a dog is barking loudly. And I there are a lot of things in this world that I can take, but I think a loud dog, a barking dog, drives people crazy, and it's often come up, and I've dealt with and handled cases where neighbors are going against neighbor. There was a case where I couldn't believe it. A next-door neighbor wanted to have a dog's vocal cords removed because it was barking.
But this is about pit bulls, right?
This is about pit bulls. This woman was killed. She went over to a neighbor's house to borrow a cigarette, and the owner of the house opened the door, and the dog attacked the woman, and she was taken to a hospital, pronounced dead. One of the dogs was shot, and the other is in an animal shelter awaiting destruction with the permission of the owner. Now, this is what we've come to in this country when it comes to pit bulls.
Now, you have some personal experience with this.
I certainly do.
It's not like we're coming out of the blue. Pit bull stories, wild pit bull dog stories are constantly in the news. And we'll get into your personal experience with this. But you have a connection to this sort of thing, right?
I'm not a dog owner, but I don't like them. They're bred to attack. They're bred to destroy human life. I can tell you the history of the pit bull is very easy to trace. They were bred initially in China in 1,200 years ago. The dogs were bred as attack dogs during a particular period of Chinese history when the Chinese were battling the invading armies from Japan and Korea. And these animals were trained to attack invading Japanese troops and could literally rend a man. They could rip a man to shreds before your eyes. The animals were then used as guard dogs and security dogs and so forth. These dogs are bred by people who think it's cute to own a pit bull. They think it's fun to have a fighting dog.
What about dog fights? You know, I was in, when I lived in Miami, the cops were constantly breaking up dog fighting rings and cock fighting. You ever heard of this?
Oh, yeah. That's a very famous sport. A lot of the Latin Americans like this idiotic where they put razor blades on it.
Yeah, they put razor blades on the feet of the chickens.
Right, and then they fight and these jackballs bet on it. The same damn thing.
These dogs fight? Do they breed them to fight?
Yeah, a lot of these people breed these animals as fighting dogs, and they engage in completely illegal demonstrations of pit bull fights and that kind of thing. And they've got it down to a science, some of these people, where they have weight divisions in much the same way that we have prize fighters.
And weight divisions for fighting dogs?
Absolutely. They've got the larger dogs, the smaller dogs, so on and so forth. There's no reason. And look at what happened. A woman dies. How many people are going to die as a result of some complete and utter fool breeding this dog, not knowing how to care for it, not knowing how to take care of the animal or how to pet it?
Is there any legitimate reason for having a pit bull? In other words, is there a way of responsibly owning one?
No, I don't think so, because you don't. The pit bull has in its genes a wild dog DNA, unlike most dogs, which most dogs have had it bred out of them. If you're like a poodle or a German shepherd,
right?
Those dogs have had their wild wolf instincts bred out of them. The pit bull, that wolf-like instinct has stayed alive. They keep it alive. So you don't know on any given day whether the thing is going to be friendly, whether you can reach down and pet it, or it's going to turn around and eat half of your arm. And the people that own them, buyer beware. Because this thing is an accident waiting to happen. It is a human eating machine, and if you have children, you're out of your bloody mind if you've got one of these things around in the house. Now,
Go ahead.
I took a case of a couple here a few years ago who had one of these so-called fighting dogs, one of these pit bulls, and the animal had attacked a gardener, I believe, that worked for them, and just about gnawed this guy's leg clean off once they got the damn thing off of him, and it was not a pretty sight. I took the case. I sued them for attempted murder. And
you sued them?
Oh, no. It was representing them. They brought charges of attempted murder. Then I sued them for attempted murder.
And attempted murder? Because the dog turned around and attacked him?
Right. Absolutely. If you own one of these dogs and the dog bites somebody, don't tell me that it comes as a surprise. You see?
So in other words, if I own a pit bull, I had to expect that it's going to attack somebody someday.
Absolutely expect it, because, friend, let me tell you, you indicated at the top of the program, Phil, that I had some experience, and I did have experience with one of these animals attacking me a number of years ago. And I only through the grace of God Almighty, and because I'm a fairly strong man even at my age, I was able to get out and get out from underneath the damn thing. But it's a brutal, brutal animal, a deadly animal, and something's got to be done.
Well, all right. Every so often, as you mentioned, that we read about pit bulls attacking human beings. But don't we also read every so often about a kid shooting another kid with a gun? And isn't it about responsible...
No, don't, please, don't go down that road, okay? It's not about responsible ownership of a dog, because you don't know what the thing's going to do. A gun, I put a safety on it, I know. You don't know from one minute to the next whether that thing is going to be happy and friendly, or whether it's going to take a bite out of your rear end. And no gun that I've ever heard of is that unpredictable. You put a safety on that thing, you take the ammunition out of it, and you lock it away, and and you will find that the gun is rendered very safe. What are you going to do with a pit bull? Muzzle it? Lock it in a closet? Well, why the hell do you even own one of the damn things, is what I'd like to say. And even then, some of these animals are so strong that they have been known to break the muzzle apart. And
well, you're talking about a muzzle that's put over the jaws.
A muzzle put over the jaws, the animal will just snap it with his jaws. That's how strong it is. And some of them, because they're very intelligent, have been known to get themselves out of locked kennels and get themselves out of locked runs. I know of one that gnawed through a rope that had been tied a kennel door shut. They're almost as smart as a German Shepherd, and that's a very smart dog. And they remember people too. And I can tell you a story. The pit bull that attacked me, I had problems with this dog. They have a memory. And
when you say, are they bearing a grudge? Are they?
Well, no, they're dogs, but they remember you, and they don't like you. They don't like you, and if they see you walking down the street, I remember I wore a pair of sneakers around my house, and every time the dog heard my sneakers, because they had a distinctive sound on the cement, it'd start growling and barking. He knew it was me. Hated my guts, and as a result, I hated its guts. And it got to be a very personal thing. And this is what happens with these dogs. People need to understand this.
All right, we're talking to Harvey Wireman, attorney at law, about pit bulls. Harvey called me today because of this story from Highland Park, Michigan. A lady was killed by a pit bull today. I don't know how many people. How many people have been killed by pit bulls? Do you know?
It's in the thousands.
The thousands?
Over the last 10 years, yeah. Some 10,000 people have been killed by pit bulls.
You're kidding.
No, I am not. It could be double that. We don't know how many of them are reported, but thousands of people are murdered by pit bulls every day. And as you see in this case, the woman was the dog was shot that attacked the woman. That's how they felt about that.
All right. So in any event, and you also, I want to hear the story from you also as to how you had personal experience with a pit bull attack. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. If we have, I would imagine pit bull owners listening, and also anybody that's had experience, either positive or negative, with a pit bull, to talk about this.
I don't see how there's any other side to this than the side that I'm presenting, and that is that the damn things ought to be put up. There's no reason for them. There's no reason for them.
You could say there's no reason for a poodle, too. But
well, I don't know about poodles. I haven't heard of a poodle ripping a man's throat out of his neck. I haven't heard of a chihuahua. You know, in other words, you may not like a poodle, but it's no flies on your rear end about a poodle, but a pit bull is a whole different ball of wax.
All right, let me go to San Clemente on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I just have a question for this guy.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever raised pit bulls?
No, what has that got to do with anything?
That has a lot to do with everything.
I have seen the results of pit bulls, what they do, how they attack people, how they have been badly trained by people, how they have caused the deaths of people.
So you're saying thousands of people a day are getting killed by pit bulls.
I misspoke. I would say in the
then get your facts straight. Would you please?
Yeah, the facts. In the last year, some 4,000 people have died from being hit by a pit bull.
Then
you're kidding me.
Reported. I raise pit bulls for a living.
4,000 people? That's more people than die from, I don't know.
That's a hell of a lot of people. That's more people than die in automobile accidents.
Oh, I'd hate to tell you, but you were saying thousands of people a day.
All right, so I misspoke.
Well, and you're an attorney?
What? Listen, don't you make mistakes, sir?
Everybody makes mistakes, but attorneys shouldn't make mistakes. I think what you need to do is get your...
people a year is high enough. You mean you're telling me that's okay with you?
No, you first stated thousands of people a day.
4,000 people a year die.
4,000 people a year. So what? That's called population control.
So what?
Pit bulls, I raise them for a living.
I don't think you raise them, pal. You think you raise them.
No, I raise them. And every pit bull that I put out my door...
throw out of your neck, then you'll be singing a different tune.
I'll tell you what. I train them to attack.
They rip your throat out of your neck, you'll be singing a different tune.
No, because pit bulls... You know, it's like every dog. I train Dobermans, I train Shepherds, I train Siberian Huskies, I train Pit Bulls.
So there's thousands of people every day being attacked by these things, and you don't...
Now you're back to thousands of people a day.
What difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
Would it change your mind?
You need to get your back straight.
Would it change your mind if there was thousands of people a day?
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, then what difference does it make?
Because dogs are only as smart as their owners are.
I can only pray that you're on the receiving end of a pit bull biting you in the ass one of these days.
Oh, I've been bitten by them plenty of times.
When do they take your arm off, my friend?
They won't take my arm off.
How do you know?
Because I'm smart enough, I know how to handle them,
unlike
you.
Famous last words.
All right, thank you for your call. Is it thousands a day?
No, it's 4,000 people in the last 6 months have been, in some of these cases, have been partially, and I hope there's no children listening, Phil.
What are you going to say?
Well, they've been partially consumed.
4,000 people in the last 6 months?
No. I'm saying 4,000 attacks. In some cases, the humans have been partially eaten. And I can tell you, it scares me when I think of that. It sends a chill down my spine.
All right, Fontana on KFI AM 640. Hello.
I am owner of a wonderful 2-year-old female pit bull.
I hope it dies.
She stays in the house sometimes when the weather's cold outside. She stays outside. She is mellow. We also have 4 cats that she also loves to play with, and she is as gentle as can be. It all depends on how the owner raises the dog.
Are you have kids around in the house, ma'am?
No, we do not.
Okay. Try putting children in the house and see what happens.
We have naked children that come to play with her, and there is no problem whatsoever.
They'll turn on the kids eventually, and eventually they'll turn on you.
Is there no case...
We are a third owner. We are the third dog of pit bull. This is the third one we've owned.
Is there no case where a dog is going to be good to the owner for the rest of its life?
No, they always turn on the owner sooner or later. Because they have a wild gene. Well, you don't know yet. They have a wild dog gene.
This is the third one we've owned. owned of a pit bull and never had any problems over the years.
Well, why are you getting rid of him?
We're not getting rid of her.
What do you mean this is the third one you've owned?
We had the other two because we had
to
put them up for adoption.
Yeah, right. You just gave yourself away, lady. You just gave yourself away. Yep, she hung up. You see that? Number three, what happened to the other two? Did they attack a neighbor? Did they partially consume a neighbor child? We don't know. And well,
you need to back off of that. It could scare some people.
All right, but you don't know.
All right, Harvey Wireman with us talking about pit bulls. And he has some personal experience he's going to relate to us about his encounter with a pit bull. As we continue here this hour, our number 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Now, Terry Ray.
Red dogs.
Neapolitan Mastiffs. They're pretty big. They're a lot bigger than pit bulls. But I've trained and worked with a lot of pit bulls. And you know what, Harvey? You are absolutely right.
That's exactly correct.
I'll tell you, the animal is intrinsically
dangerous.
Yeah, but let me tell you, pit bulls...
They did to the dog up, they shot the thing.
The what?
They shot it. The one that attacked the woman.
Well, they should. They should. That's exactly what should happen to them. You see, there's two reasons that pit bulls aren't guard dogs. Okay, pit bulls...
Yeah, they're
attack dogs.
They are...
They're attack dogs.
They are to the dog world what Kenneth Starr is to the human world. There's no reason to have the damn things around.
Yeah, that could be
they
true.
They take up space, and in their very best moods, they're assholes.
Yeah, but Kenneth Starr hasn't killed anybody yet, right? Right.
You want to make a bet?
But let me
tell you. Laughing at Harvey Wireman, by the way.
Let me tell you guys why pit bulls are so dangerous. Okay? Pit bulls have a thing in their jaws that's called lockjaw. When a pit bull bites down on a part of a human, okay, it doesn't release. Now, it's just an instinct.
I know, yeah. And
it's a part of the dog, you see.
Eating the human being part.
No, that's a malfunction. That's the breeder.
Malfunction. Holy Christ, a malfunction. I'd say that's a profound malfunction, miss.
Yeah, it is.
Partially consuming the victim.
And I'm going to tell you something. You know that guy who says I breed pit bulls for a living? Well, I hope he does something else because they're like $100
dogs. He's a moron. He didn't breed pit bulls.
Yeah.
No, I think that guy's breeding is a case of jock rock.
All right, thanks for calling, man.
Okay.
Let's go to Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
That guy was white trash.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, Harvey and that woman both don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
You know, let me tell you something. Harvey, I don't know what kind of law you practice, but I'm sure your clients
criminal
are not
law.
Doing very well.
Criminal law.
See, look, if you do criminal law, then obviously you're just running off at the mouth. The woman with the Neapolitan Mastiffs, dogs are dogs. I train dogs for a living. Pit bulls, Neos, Rottweilers, German Shepherds, Dobermans. And I'm telling you, a dog is a dog.
What is that?
And
a dog is a dog.
A dog is a dog. There is no such thing as locking jaws. They're not bred to kill people.
They
most pit bulls are not aggressive toward people.
To kill and consume.
It's
the only animal that I know of that's bred that way.
They are not bred that way, Harvey. And for you to speak like that, obviously tells me that you're very ignorant about dogs.
No, sir. I have a personal experience from being attacked by a pit bull.
I don't care if you have personal experience because you got bit by a dog. I don't like you. I'm sure the dog didn't like you.
You try to tell me
the thing is, if you and I ran in the street and you ran off like that, we'd probably have a problem, too. I wouldn't beat you up. You're obviously very ignorant.
You just proved my point, though, because you said that these dogs hold grudges, don't they?
Any dog, a German Shepherd, a Rottweiler, any dog
can a grudge.
See somebody they do not like and will not like that person.
I didn't do anything to this dog and it left it me like
you may have think you
piece of crap. And
obviously you're a very angry person for some reason and dog
can feel I'm not angry. I looked at the dog. The guy
says I'm happy.
I went over to the guy's house. He said, what do you think of my dogs? I said, whatever. I don't give a crap about your dog. The dog.
You don't sound like you're happy about life, period.
What are you talking about?
You don't sound like a very happy person at all.
Well, you know what? That's my business.
You're coming on a talk show, and you're talking to everybody over the airwaves and spouting this BS,
and you don't know anything
you're talking about.
It's not BS. You know that these animals are bred to attack and partially...
If I knew that, I would agree with you, but it's not true.
That is absolutely true.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I need to know where you got your facts from, your numbers.
Four years ago.
I'm prepared to give a person those facts with magazines, who compiled the data. Let me know. Other than that, you're talking out the side of your mouth.
Why is this dog? Did you do something to the dog?
I was going
to
tell you and the gentleman. 4 years ago, as you know, I was attacked by a pit bull. And fortunately, I was able to headlock it and break its neck.
Oh, you must be a Superman.
Oh, now you're telling me that these things are like, they're dogs, right? I thought you said a dog is a dog.
You said you're an old man, so, I mean, you sound like
a
dog.
I'm a USMC, sir. Okay.
I was a Marine for 8 years, sir. Don't blame that on the Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps taught me how to defend myself. I snapped the animal's neck.
Wait. How did you get attacked by the dog?
It went for the leg.
And then what?
Then I dropped down, grabbed it by the neck. I knew what it was going to do, and I did a very quick snap of the neck. Now, this thing could have...
I think you'd like to hear yourself talk.
What are you talking about? It's like
you dropped down and snapped its neck?
I think you like to, you know, make people believe that you're a little bit more, and you're, I think you're having a couple of drinks and got on the radio.
Why is that impossible?
And having a good time.
Why is that impossible?
It's not impossible. I don't think you did it.
Well, sir, as I said, I was at Saipan in World War II with the United States Marine Corps, okay?
Well, I was in the Marine Corps, and I was in Desert Storm and everything else.
Did you see combat?
Did I see combat?
Yeah.
I was in Tehran when they took over the embassy.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap. I'm talking about real combat. I snapped that. I did the same thing to that dog that I did to a Jap on Saipan Island in 1944.
We can tell right now by your conversation.
Wait a second, man.
Why am I ignorant? Because I don't like pit bulls, and they don't like me.
I'm sure that pit bulls and a bunch of other people don't like you.
I can tell you that.
I'd like to talk to a couple of your neighbors.
It comes down between a pit bull and me, Harvey Wireman wins.
Okay, that's very brave of you. Thank you very much for calling. But it doesn't speak to the essential fact here of what we're discussing, whether pit bulls are safe. And
I broke the damn thing's neck, and I can tell you that I've got a next-door neighbor. We had the same problem with this dog.
All right, hold on for a minute here. Harvey Wireman is on the line with us, attorney at law, talking about pit bulls. He was attacked 4 years ago, dropped into a crouch position, headlocked it, and snapped its neck. According to him, anyway. 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County. 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry Show on KFI. Mr. Harvey Wireman, attorney at law. We're talking about pit bulls. These are animals generally bred as a... protection. Some people, of course, consider them to be dangerous. Mr. Wireman is one of them. You say you were attacked by a pit bull. When was this?
This was 2 years ago. I was attacked. I dropped. I snapped his neck. Let me tell you something about the pit bull. First of all, it is an animal. There is nothing the pit bull won't do. It'll lie. It'll cheat. Steal. Sell your mother down the river. And the other thing. And this is. I don't mean to be humorous about this, but you've seen dogs when they come up and they want to, you know, do it to your leg. Have you seen that?
Yes, I think we're all familiar with that.
Well, there is nothing more hideous than a pit bull humping your trouser leg. And the guy who lives behind me invited me over for drinks. He had a barbecue. And I'll never forget this dog of his. And I went over the following evening around a side gate, threw it a piece of poison meat and beat it with a shovel. And I took it out with one swing of the shovel. I killed it. And
you killed a man's dog. Now, if that is a felony, you're a lawyer.
I'm trying to save lives. You understand what I mean?
That is a felony, killing somebody's dog.
I'm trying to save people's lives, and I know that this thing's going to turn on the guy. You have to understand, it's me or it. And I think we all need to think in those terms.
All right. Merino Valley on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Killing a neighbor's dog, man, is not the answer.
That's your opinion.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I want to tell him I don't understand how he knows so much of pit bulls when he's never had one before. I breed pit bulls.
Attacked by one. Have you been attacked by one?
No, I have four of my own. I breed them. I have a five-month-old son. My pit bulls are very protective over my son. I have pictures of my son laying by them. They come, lick my son. I don't know how you know so much about him when you've never had one.
Ma'am,
you could come and spend a day in my backyard with my pit bulls.
Let me tell you, your son is 5 months old?
Yes, my son is 5 months old. I have a...
Pit bulls, to those pit bulls, that kid is nothing but a fat pork chop.
Oh, please. How would you know when you've never had a pit bull?
I got attacked by one, you
woman. How would you know? Have you raised one?
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Okay, no, wait a minute. You spoke. You listened to me. Okay, I raise them.
You women to call your show?
No, I raise them, okay? You need to listen to me. I raise them.
I know more about them because I got...
Oh, please. What, did you go to school for pit bulls or something?
I'll tell you why pit bulls are protective of children. Any animal protects its food source.
Oh, please.
What are you saying?
What did you look like? A pork chop to the pit bull, too, that I went for you?
Little five-month-old son.
Oh, please. I have pictures. I mailed you a picture. You could come and spend a day in my backyard. You'll probably want a puppy of your own after that.
Ma'am, if I came to your home with pit bulls, I would kill them.
Please, you'd have to get through me to kill any pit bulls of mine. I'll tell you that much.
Any problem at all, ma'am.
Oh, please. Yeah, right. You don't know nothing about pit bulls. And as far as that goes,
all right, well, tell me about
China.
Tell me about
China? I don't think so. I don't know where you got that from.
You say you raised them, ma'am. What do you know about them?
About pit bulls having that trainer that called. She don't know nothing because pit bulls are born with the locked jaw.
Bull crap.
Oh, no, bull crap. How are you supposed to pick the jaw when you're breeding the pits or something?
Breeding the pits?
I don't understand how you say you can choose if they have a locked jaw or not. Pit bulls are born with a locked jaw.
I will say it again. There is nothing the pit bull won't do. It is a lying...
Exactly, and that is protect your home and protect the owners. You need to know how to raise a pit bull.
You're raising a five-month-old hot meal.
Oh, yeah, right. You don't know. You don't know. Like I said, come and spend a day in my backyard, and I will give you a puppy to raise on your own. You'll probably beat the hell out of it. That's why it'll turn on you.
Ma'am, I want to give you my number. I want to give you my office number. I want you to call me the day that your son is eaten.
Oh, please.
I want to go,
please. You need to come over here, and you will want a pit bull of your own. But then again, pit bulls are puppies, and they will chew stuff and things like that. But you'll probably beat the hell out of it, and it'll turn on you. Of course it will.
No, ma'am, I've never attacked a pit bull.
You hit one with a shovel.
Exactly.
And I killed it.
Oh, please. Then somebody needs to hit you with a shovel. See how you like
it. Why do they have pit bulls in these rap videos with these people like Doggy?
Like Snoop Doggy Dogg, right?
Yeah,
I just saw the video today.
Thank you.
Exactly. But
it just depends how you bring up your pit bull.
Obviously, some people use them for the wrong reasons. I don't. My pit bulls are not dogs. My pit bulls are part of my family.
Doggy Dogg had the...
Who's Doggy Dogg?
Snoop Doggy Dogg, the famous black rapper.
What's his name? I don't know his name. Doggy what?
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
What the Christ kind of a name is this?
Snoop Doggy Dogg is an artist.
That has nothing to do with me. He uses his pit bulls for one thing. My pit bulls are part of my family. That's all I got to tell you. You obviously don't know how to raise a pit bull. I know how to raise my pit bulls.
Snoop Dogg ever brought his freaking pit bull around my house.
But this is not about Snoop Doggy Dogg. This is about you knowing everything about pit bulls when you've never had one of your own.
Ma'am, exactly.
You don't know nothing about them. I have a five-month-old son. My son rolls all over my pit bull. My pit bulls come in and out.
You got a five-month-old Big Mac.
No, I don't think so. No.
No.
I don't know. No. Okay. You don't know nothing about them.
Obviously, dog owners are fiercely loyal.
Yeah, and that's the problem. These people love these beasts.
My husband has been training the pit bulls. And obviously, he don't know. Obviously, that trainer doesn't know that called from Temecula. Because my husband trains pit bulls, and they're the easiest dogs to work with.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I have to run here and go to Santa Monica on KFI AM 640. Hello. There's a great deal of passion in this, obviously.
You're damn right.
Yes, Santa Monica. Hello.
All right. You know what? I'm 16, and I just have to tell you something. I have two pit bulls of my own, and basically, they're quite helpless, and if you really know how to treat them, then you'll be fine with them. You just sound like a little old man who's afraid of a dog.
They've got the gangster mentality. This doggy dog dog, or what is this jackass's name?
Would you Snoop get doggy. With the doggy dog?
Snoopy.
My
Who is the son of a bitch?
Snoop Doggy Dog. What about him?
Get over it. That's not even what this is about.
Yeah, but why does he have him in a gangster rap video? Why? Because they're dirty, rotten animals.
Why? Because he can get along with them. Because he can work with them.
Yeah, because he's a gangster and he likes to have gangster animals.
You just don't...
What do you mean gangster animal? A dumb animal...
Oh, don't call him dumb, Phil. This lady will start to cry, probably. She probably thinks they're as bright as Albert Einstein.
They are, actually. They're one of the smartest stars.
There you go, Phil.
All right, well, it's an animal that has no moral code. It is trained or bred to be a certain kind of animal.
It is a low-life, rotten, cheating, deceiving animal. Do you know know that they attack Mexicans that sell oranges on the side?
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Now listen to me. I've heard of these cases where they attack the Mexicans.
Oh,
that
okay,
do what?
Yeah.
That sell oranges.
They're going to attack you? Something that's like a quarter of your size?
Ma'am, I had to kill two of them, and if I've got to...
Yeah, well, if you had ever come near one of my dogs, I would come after you, and you know what? I'm sure I could beat you, because you're just afraid of a dog, and that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
A little girl like you is going to beat me up.
Oh, that's really funny.
Oh, come on, kid. Get off it. These Mexicans, they attack the Mexicans, and they steal the oranges. Those are the kind of dogs they are.
And what do you mean they steal the oranges? Look,
they take the oranges from them. I'm going to tell you. These creatures are going to eat you and your kids. Watch it. They're insidious.
Oh, okay. I'll really watch for that. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks for calling, ma'am. You're talking about them, I think, in an extreme way in terms of some sort of...
They're scheming, Phil. This dog that lived behind me would walk back and forth along the fence line thinking about what it would do, thinking how it could mess up my life. How can it get over the fence, take a crap on a bush, pee on some valuable piece of foliage that I have? Well, you know what I did? I outsmarted it. I attacked first. The poison meat and a shovel. That did it. They walk around on the tip of their toes with their little paws scheming and thinking. They don't want you to know they're around. I'll tell you, I hate them.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County.
Every goddamn last one of them, I say.
Right, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. We're talking about pit bulls. It's Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
I can tell you a lot of stories. I was asleep one night. The pit bull has an amazing intelligence. That's why it's a dangerous dog, Phil. It's intelligent and it has a certain level of dexterity. And I was asleep one night and I could hear someone or something trying the doorknob, my front doorknob. Have you ever heard how people try a knob to see if it's locked?
Yes.
And sure enough, it was this goddamn dog from the backyard. So you have to understand that you're dealing with a ferocious animal with a great deal of intelligence.
All right, Huntington Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, my name's Danielle.
Hi.
I just want to say that...
very intelligent.
The guy that's talking right now does not know anything about pit bulls.
Oh, here we go.
I own two, and I live on a cul-de-sac with a bunch of kids, and my dogs get along great with the kids.
Why?
I have a cat. He gets along. They get along great with cats.
Why was it trying my doorknob?
Ah, that's a good question.
Well, what do you mean, good question?
I don't know. I'm just saying that you don't know much about pit bulls because I grew up with pit bulls, and they are the most loyal dogs.
It's a menace, a goddamn menace.
No, it's not. They're awesome
dogs. I don't think
if you want to listen to the news a couple months ago, they had a survey about dogs that are excellent around kids, and pit bulls were one of them.
Well, yeah, well, who'd they survey? Pit bull
Channel
owners.
Channel 7 had it on the news.
Yeah, pit bull owners.
Poodles are worse dogs. Poodles are worse dogs.
You know what pit bull means in Latin?
What?
Son of the devil.
Well, all
think
I can
about
say
that,
is
ma'am. Think about
I grew
that.
Up with pit bulls, and I think that they're great dogs. They're loyal
all right.
dogs.
Thank you very much. Here's Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I just want to let this gentleman know that he is way out of line and talking about pit bulls being fierce and opening doors. There's
no
such
thing. He tried to get into my home.
Well, maybe it was something else that was
no,
trying to get into your home,
I
sir.
I saw the animal going off my veranda.
Maybe it was one of the owners of one of the dogs.
Are you
that
saying
trying to get in your home?
The goddamn dog was trying to gain entrance via my French doors.
Look, sir.
What are you saying?
Sir, it's like anything you raise. You raise a child, if you raise it to be a certain way, it's going to be a certain way, sir.
I heard a beer can hit my window. I look outside. There's four of them. Now, what do you call that?
What is that?
I said a beer can hit my window. I look outside. There's four of them on the street.
Well, maybe because you antagonize them, sir. It's like a human
being. What are you telling me? They're throwing beer cans at your house?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
A dog is throwing a beer can at your house?
Listen to this guy.
Unbelievable. And you're an attorney?
Hold on.
They actually let you practice law, sir?
Excuse me, ma'am, but what do you call it when you hear an MGD light hit the side of your house and you look out and there's four dogs just sort of walking around like, yeah, screw you?
I've seen dogs walking in front of my house, sir. I don't have fear of dogs,
so
it doesn't affect me.
Why are they throwing beer cans? And they're sitting in the back of a 57 two-tone Ford convertible. You see, Phil, what these...
You know, Harvey, I think you... Do you need to go and maybe get some medicine?
Hold on for a minute, yeah.
I think you need therapy, sir. I think when that dog attacked you, it really affected your psychologically.
Yeah, the guy thinks their dogs are throwing... What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I had to go.
He's probably hiding in the bathroom. Maybe he has a dog and that's trying to attack him.
I'll tell you, Warner was sitting under the driver's seat with his paw draped over the wheel laughing at me with a little processed pompadour.
Okay, ma'am, thank you.
Thank you.
We need to, is your daughter there, Harvey? Is your daughter there?
Yeah, she's right here.
Have her put you to bed now.
Screw you.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Our secret weapon is you. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.